That rude instant pot.
Yo, that's gonna be perfect for that. Throw it in there, slow cook it, and then slow cook that separate from the chili, because if you cook it with the chili, it's gonna get too tough. So slow cook it separately, then add it in once the chili's done. Just kind of mix it up, break it up a little bit in there, so you get that big chunks of beef.
Yeah.
You
delicious.
It does sound.
I was at the grocery store.
I'm getting aroused just thinking about
it. On Monday, and I almost bought some canned Hormel chili and made chili dogs at
chili?
My house.
But some going Coney mode?
Yeah, but like, I just felt like I was going to get yelled at for making hot dogs at home. Like, and I definitely would have.
the glizzy gladiator himself.
I would have taken some flack.
A full glizzy at the crib. How would you have made them? Would you have boiled them?
No, I would have. I would have gone out to the grill and like grilled the hot dogs, but like,
that's respectable.
I just feel like bringing hot dogs into my home,
it's just begging to get roasted.
Yeah, I would have gotten roasted on Instagram
for sure. I mean, you didn't have to post it.
No, but my fiance would have
taken a picture, cooked you.
Yes,
called you the glizzy lord, the glizzy god himself. You know what, the canned chili that I like. Is Trader Joe's has this canned chili that's pretty decent. I think it's better than Hormel. But in a pinch, if you're looking for a chili fix, it's not bad.
I mean, yeah, I was eating their pot stickers just last night.
Man, Trader Joe's really fucks. I haven't been there in a minute.
They have everything, man.
It's just out of reach. I don't have a car, so it's like just far enough to be very inconvenient to get to without a car. And I can Uber there, don't get me wrong, but just Ubers are a bitch these days. And it's just kind of annoying to
Man,
Uber
we were
to get
just
groceries.
Talking about that. Ubers are out of control.
So here's the
They
thing.
Have gotten cheaper.
They've gotten better. They've balanced back out. I gotta give them that. But they're still at times like $10 to $15 more expensive than Lyfts. And it's just not even like the wait and save shit. Just like a straight up a Lyft here in 5 minutes, a Uber's here in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Lyft is $10.
And it tricks
Uber
you
is
like I feel like it tricks you into going to more places.
What do you
like,
mean?
Well, the Ubers are cheap. We might like let's go to this person's place for a little
bit.
Oh
yeah. And then you got try
and
go
then we
home.
Can go to dinner or whatever. And it's just you get like your Uber statement on Monday and it's like you took 11 Lyfts or Ubers in the past 2 days.
I've been spending too much on Ubers. It's the $20-$30 Ubers that really just fucking hurt the next day.
Yes.
That's the time. 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't have a choice.
No, there's no choice.
There's no choice in the matter. Especially, I mean, I'll risk it for a further walk if I have to. But I honestly, I don't like walking. So I understand, like, especially like women late at night, they don't want to walk alone.
I don't like walking alone at night.
I mean, I'm fine. I'm not like so much worried about walking alone at night. It's more so that just like I don't feel like walking. Not to say that like I couldn't get fucking mugged. Like I absolutely could. Like I don't carry shit on me. But
I'd just rather not get my phone and wallet taken.
That's real. I just feel like when people are walking down the street looking for a target, like they're scanning and like they look at me and they're probably like, there's probably an easier one. Like 6'4" nigga with a hood up, like, nah, let's maybe just not take our chances.
There's probably an easier one.
there's probably an easier one. I mean little do they know I have absolutely nothing on me.
If it's like past 2 a.m., I'm not walking anywhere.
I kind of... Do you remember, like, in the middle of COVID, like, when you would walk to somebody's apartment at, like, midnight, 1 or something, if you, like, you know, were going to hang out with friends, and the streets would just be fucking empty, man.
Yeah,
like,
eerie.
Desolate, eerie, like, straight up liminal. I remember walking from one of our friends' apartments, old apartments on Milwaukee, and walking down the middle of Milwaukee Avenue at, like, midnight, which is one of the busiest streets in Wicker Park, right? And just not didn't see a single car the whole time, which obviously, like, lockdown, quarantine, it was the point, but...
Dude, now people on Milwaukee, though, are, like, getting shot in broad daylight.
What?
It's crazy.
Somebody did get shot right by the blue line.
Yeah, it's crazy out there.
I went to La Colombe over by the Six Corners, and I remember, like, thinking as we, like, walked in, it was like, oh, damn, somebody just got shot here yesterday.
In the middle of the day.
It was like 5 p.m.
Okay, that I guess that's not the middle of the day, but it's light out.
No, it was like, it was definitely, I think it was earlier than that. It was earlier than 5. But no, still light out. Here's my, I'm torn on that because one is like, yeah, it's fucked up, like, obviously. But at the other token is like, it's Chicago, man. People get shot every day. And like, yeah. I feel like now all of a sudden there's this like huge concern. People are like, whoa, now it's happening in my neighborhood. And like, I get like, it's closer, like it's naturally to be more concerned. But like, y'all have just been cool with people getting shot in other places in the city this whole time, and now you only care because like, well, I hang out in that area. It's like, it's still an issue regardless of where it is.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that that drugstore where our friends lived across the street from, a worker got fucking stabbed there, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
On like Saturday morning.
That's fucking tough.
I mean, crazy.
It's crazy times we live in. So what was the incident on Milwaukee though? Somebody like shot into a crowd like on a Friday night, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what happened.
I saw the video of it on the news. And the car just pulls up and just like, I don't know if it was targeted or something, but they just start firing.
But yeah, I mean, long like, story right short, Knicks,
people get shot. Breaking news. People get shot in Chicago.
And Ubers suck.
Yeah, Ubers suck. Yeah, that was a long-winded way of getting back around from Chili to Ubers to could Chicago
start,
crime.
Could start riding your bike everywhere.
I don't have a bike. And also, I was more comfortable on the scooters than I am on a bike, and I don't know why. And also, well, why didn't the scooters come back this summer? This was the perfect summer for scooters.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Lori Lightfoot.
Somebody's pockets were getting lighter, and they stopped it. That's my guess.
No, I think the plan was always they were going to choose, like, you know how they had a bunch of different brands right, out? Right,
they were going to pick a winner.
No, I think they were going to choose, like, the top two most used ones and then funnel those back in the following year. But I don't know what happened.
Well, they were here some last summer. I saw them last year.
There was no reason to not have them.
I feel that's summer. Why I'm saying like there's somebody in the city was like, I'm not getting a right piece of this, or my pockets are lighter because they're not paying as much for Ubers or some bullshit that somebody
for sure
somebody's pockets were lighter and they put a stop to that.
100%. That's what happened.
That would be the most classic Chicago shit.
Yeah, it's corrupt as fuck out there,
man. We're just out here shitting on Chicago.
If Lightfoot wins again, I will be shocked.
I will be too. When is the next election?
Next year.
Damn. 2022 is a midterm year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right back in this bullshit, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, let's not talk about it while we can. Let's avoid that topic while we can. But yeah, Ubers. Ubers totally suck, man. What were we even talking about?
Just the weekend, I think. I took a bunch of Ubers over the weekend.
I'd laid low for the most part this weekend, which was pretty nice because Thursday night,
yeah, we got into some shit some Thursday fuckery. Night. Yeah, we did.
We forgot it was a school night.
I think we all just, at some point during the evening, we all just said, you know what? Fuck this.
It felt like a collective switch was flipped. Like, fuck it. We're in.
Because I woke up the next morning and there were a bunch of people over at my place, right? Yeah. And you were there, obviously. There's an empty bottle of Tito's, damn. An empty bottle of Casamigos.
Damn.
Somebody was drinking Aperol Spritz. We were just hammering.
We were drinking booze. Tequila at your crib?
Yeah.
Yo. So, not to sound like too much of a degenerate, but like, I remember like going to your apartment. I don't remember leaving. And I don't, just like from then on.
I don't remember much either outside of arguing about if Lansing or Chicago had better fried chicken.
Oh, we did argue about that, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I think the argument our friend E made, who was a guest on the podcast before, y'all may remember, was that Harold's, the best Harold's in the city of Chicago,
is better than the best fresh fish this place in Lansing.
Yeah. Which was called Crack Chicken locally. And his argument was also that people there probably had never had the best Harold, so their point of
probably
reference
not.
Isn't great. But my point of reference is my granny's chicken. And no disrespect to Harold's, but my granny is from the South and she has never left. And that chicken is fine-tuned to a T. That chicken is phenomenal. So the whole
radar. No disrespect for your granny, but I'm built different.
No disrespect to your granny's recipe, but I'm different.
I can't believe that.
R.I.P. to your grandma. So my girlfriend was telling me about her mom and her family's chili recipe. And I was saying how I was thinking my chili was probably still better. And she was like, that's kind of disrespectful because like this is a family recipe. Like I've been having this for forever. And she was like, whose recipe is yours? And I was like, well, it's mine. This is how I make it. And she was like, so you think that just the chili you make supersedes our whole family tradition?
Yeah, that's disrespectful as fuck.
It was literally, I was like, yeah, no disrespect to your granny, but
also also different. If your granny makes me chili, I'm fucking her.
Hey, I'm gonna just keep it real with y'all. If your grandmama cook for me, I'm fucking.
Oh, that's disgusting. You need, I don't even think the pipes work down there.
Yo, grandma, keep calling me sugar. It's about to be a wrap. Right.
That's enough of that.
All right, welcome. We're about 11 minutes into bullshit. Welcome to Internet Party.
Episode 104. A new era.
A new era?
Well, yeah, we're into the hundreds.
Oh, yeah, we're into the hundreds.
Season three.
Triple digits of Internet Party. This is like when your fit pick finally crosses that threshold.
This isn't surprising, but I finally hit the 4-digit mark on a pick. Ooh. On IG.
Ooh, the comma club.
Yeah, felt good, but
that's gotta feel good.
It was a picture of me getting engaged, so
that's natural. It's naturally gonna get all the tap taps.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal though. Congrats on that. You should get a picture of a comma framed and put it up on your wall.
Instagram doesn't do that anymore. They don't show you can't see the number of likes.
Wait, I thought you could opt to have it show.
I don't think it on mine. It doesn't show anymore.
Interesting. You should probably go check your settings and see if you can turn it back on.
Yeah, just to make sure. I might do that.
To make sure people know.
I've seen people on Twitter are getting the downvote button like beta tested on their accounts.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's only on. They're only like picking select people to do it.
Probably A/B testing it. That makes sense.
I like that though.
I can't wait to downvote the fuck out of some tweets.
Yeah, dude. There's so many tweets that I would downvote.
A lot of thumbs downs.
Yeah. I mean, all this Dave Chappelle stuff, I'm kind of sick of hearing about him, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm over it. Like, is it that big of a deal? Like, I get it. You were offended. I'm a huge Dave Chappelle fan, and I heard a lot of that shit, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know if you needed to say that. I don't know if you need to spend 90 minutes on that, bro. Like, there's so many other things I would rather hear you talk about.
But he's really doubling down.
Why are we still talking about this?
But I also think he's totally comfortable to just fade away now. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, he has a movie he's promoting though.
I know he said no one wants to pick it up now.
Well, I mean, he agitated a bunch of people. I think that's to be expected, but he's still gonna do just fine. He's still gonna be Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he just made $20 million off that last special. So
yeah, I think he's gonna be just fine.
He's doing fine.
But I'll be completely honest. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of like the think pieces defending him. I'm sick of the think pieces coming at him. Like, just fucking move on.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a fucking elected official, right? It'd be one thing if this was somebody that was like their responsibility to govern the masses. It's not. It's just a dude. It's just a comedian. And it's like, he has a huge, yeah, I'm sorry. I won't get into that. Get over it.
Yeah, everyone needs to move on. Just mute him. Or, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
Sorry I brought this up.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And I feel like that's a very unpopular opinion, I'm sure. But just, I'm gonna end it at that.
All right, so... Dune. What'd you think?
I liked it a lot.
I did too.
It slept.
I really enjoyed it. I guess I was a little surprised that they're already like, everyone's already in for part two.
They already have the contracts written up.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. If you have such a like a big lead-in type of movie like that. That was like clearly a
I'm thinking setup. About like, do you remember when Series of Unfortunate Events came out and that was supposed to be, did you ever read those books, Lemony Snicket?
I never did. I know what you're talking about though.
So they got one movie into that book series. It's supposed to be 12,
there's supposed to be more?
13 movies. And they made it through one, and then Jim Carrey was like, I'm not doing this again.
I wonder what happened.
I don't think the money was there. The box like off. I don't know.
Interesting.
But what I was saying before we started recording was like, these sequels oftentimes just never materialize. So it's good to see that like Chalamet is already tweeting about it.
All right, but this wasn't the type of sequel that they could let not materialize. I'm sure they had contracts signed up. They probably are contracted out with like clauses to build it out like more depending on success. But yeah. I'm sure they're contracted out for the whole fucking series.
Yeah, I just hope they don't like change actors midway through for any of the characters, because that would be super lame.
If I had to guess, I bet they're already inked for all of them. Unless somebody dies, we got the same actors.
I thought it was flame though. A lot of cool shots of giant ships landing and taking off, which I loved.
A lot of dope explosions. I thought the fight sequences were cool.
Oh yeah.
I thought the Zendaya presence was lacking.
Severely.
There was we ain't getting nothing but a few. Not to spoil it. It's too.
I was really.
It's too early to spoil.
I was really surprised by that, to be honest.
Yeah.
How little she was in that movie, but like how much they marketed her being in it.
Well, I think she plays a very pivotal role in it.
Just down the line.
Yeah. Maybe just not this one. I saw a fair amount of hate for it too. A lot of people were saying like, if you have to explain and qualify a movie being good by the fact that it's just part one, that means it's not actually good. And I saw the comparison to Infinity War, because like Infinity War was part one, but Infinity War was fucking heat, right? Infinity War was better than part two.
Yeah.
But I still thought it was like, I was watching it and I was like, damn, this is good.
Did you go to the theater?
No, sir, I did not. Okay.
I watched it in my living room too.
Yeah, I watched it on HBO Max. So I had an HBO Max subscription, and my card got compromised like forever ago, a few months ago. And I just never like changed it to renew my subscription, so I just let it expire. And I went back to change my card and like get my subscription started, and they made me jump through so many fucking hoops to give them my money. I thought I could just be like, yeah, I like had to go through so many different windows and download the app and do this and do that. And like finally I got to the place where I could update my account and put in new card information, and it was just like, man, y'all are lucky I really wanted to see this movie, because if it was just like casually me trying to get HBO Max back, I would have been like, fuck this, seven now, steps ago.
HBO is worth jumping through the hoops, despite the terrible UX design.
Yeah, that experience is really brutal. But I enjoyed doing it. The visuals were great. I thought the acting was solid. I mean, the memes have been, you know, all over the place. I thought Jason Momoa's character being named Duncan Idaho is pretty strange.
That was hilarious.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, it's a weird name. People are comparing him to Hannah Montana.
Yeah, let's get all 50 states.
I liked the Skarsgård as that disgusting blob.
I didn't realize that was Skarsgård till you said Skarsgård went off, and I was like, "Who the fuck was Skarsgård?" And I was like, "Oh, it had to be the fucking Baron."
But yeah, he was very tight.
He was
gross. I liked his character.
Yeah, that he was like off-putting. He really did that well.
I wonder if George Lucas like read Dune and got any inspo for Jabba the Hutt from Baron.
How old is Dune?
Dune is from the 60s. The book is from like the mid 60s.
Yeah, we were talking about, you said it's like 1,000 pages.
Yeah, and I think there's,
how many are there?
I think there's five.
Yeah, I'm not. We were saying this before we started recording. There's not a whole lot. I can't imagine really anything that could get me to read 1,000 pages right now.
I think I'd like to try it, because I was a little confused in parts, and I think the book would definitely shed. I'm sure they skipped over some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you had to really pay attention to the context clues. But by the end of it...
Yeah, mostly came together.
I think I put the picture together.
Yeah, the gist.
Yeah, I got the idea. But there definitely were some some parts where I was just like, I'm not really sure what's happening, but I'm gonna just kind of rock with it real quick.
Yeah, I think the book would shed some light on that, but 1,000 pages is a shitload to read.
That's daunting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even read text messages half the time.
Don't I know it? Let's get the horny out of the way early.
Let's get the horny out of the way.
All right, first of all, Hulu, they had a tweet yesterday, I believe, just playing into a meme. Someone asked if we're always horny on Maine, and Hulu said yes, they were.
Yeah, they said, we said yes.
Like, a company is saying they're horny on Maine.
I just need to know the full internal correspondence that went down before that tweet was drafted, approved, and sent. Like, what was that discussion?
Do you think they're drafting tweets and getting, like, having to get approval on every tweet?
A company of that size isn't just letting some fucking individual fire off tweets randomly. There's a team of social media managers that are drafting those and firing them off.
Because that is, like, a popular tweet format right now.
We said yes?
Yeah.
I haven't seen... That's the first time I saw that format.
Oh, I've seen it a couple times now.
Interesting.
But... Maybe they're like getting ready to promo some shitty new TV series. I don't know.
Excessively horny TV show,
which is all the rage.
Yeah, there. I mean, Too Hot to Handle is literally. I've never actually seen a full episode, but it seems like the whole premise is horny.
Just 20 somethings being horny.
Yeah. Can you control the horny? Hey, y'all, mind if I fuck around and just hold the microphone like a flute real quick? Do 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 do.
That's how I want my girl to be holding my penis.
I cannot be governed. They said I couldn't do it. I refuse. I refuse to conform.
I'm gonna put like superficial holes into my erect penis so bro, you can play it like a flute.
Imagine that, like, as like you're he's like, talk dirty to me. It's like, yeah. Hold it like a flute. She's like, what? Yeah.
Like a flute, the instrument.
Let me hear Flight of the Bumblebee.
Flight of the Bumblebee.
Oh shit, that's wild as
hey,
fuck.
Hey, was Tyrese in Drumline? He was not.
Tyrese was not.
Because that tweet you sent me about Succession the other day was pretty damn funny.
I was dying. Some comedian or something was like, yeah, Succession is great, but like, I think we need to see more black people in it. And somebody just responded with a Photoshop picture of the family and just Tyrese.
With Tyrese? I would love that.
I've never actually seen Succession, but like, I mean, I guess you could like find places for black characters, but like, I mean, it centers around a white family. Like,
it centers around a white family that owns a news network that is supposed to be similar to Fox.
So, like, what? Like, we're just gonna like have a random like adopted black child or something? Like,
Yeah, I don't know. They probably should try to work some more people of color into that show. The first couple episodes have been a bit of a snooze. Of the new season.
Is it I do have an intention.
Have we talked about how like at parties, probably outside of the what do you do question, the small talk about television shows is probably the worst thing you could talk about.
Just a bunch of yeah, for sure. I've heard good things. I'll add it to the list.
I'll have to add it to the list.
Yep.
Have no intention of watching it.
The only list that I actually actively like review and go back to is probably not going to surprise you, but it's anime. That's the only shows where I'm like, damn, I need to check that one out. I've heard good things. Speaking of HBO, you know the show Insecure, Issa Rae show?
Of course.
That just came back, and there's been a lot of outrage. I don't know if you've seen any of this or if this has been pretty exclusive to Black Twitter.
So I still don't have the password to Black Twitter.
It's all good. It's a natural
progression. But I do watch Insecure.
So you may have noticed there was like a character who was in an AKA Greek sorority.
Yeah.
In the show, who was wearing like the colors and the letters. There's been a lot of people upset online about this because the actor who plays this character is not an actual member of that sorority.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not joking.
You can't be outraged about that. It's called acting.
Bro, I'm not joking. I'll send you some of the tweets. It's people like, honestly, though, I just feel like, you know, they really could have found an actress who was actually like a part of that sorority. I thought it was kind of disrespectful to have them wearing actually, our letters and our colors without approval, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, honestly, we're always as a Black community talking about representation. So we need to make sure we keep ourselves accountable, too. And it's like, y'all can't be fucking serious.
Well, hold on now. I remember, I know how serious Black fraternities are because I tweeted out, this was on Internet Party's account. It was a clip of Steve Harvey at a like an event.
At a Q function,
yeah. For his fraternity. And I took it down because you texted me and you were like, maybe let's just take this down before we feel the wrath of Steve Harvey's fraternity.
No, and it's not like Q's would have necessarily found that and shit. And like hindsight being 2020, it would have been fine. But just like people take that shit so seriously.
So that's, I mean, this is the same idea, right?
Yeah, exactly. The same concept. So like that's kind of what I'm getting at is like, and I don't think anyone who follows us would have seen that and been like,
probably not.
Well, one of my friends is a Q, but I don't think he would have cared. But it was just kind of one of those things like, don't risk it. Like, just somebody finds it and like gets all mad.
But this is a damn TV show.
It's a television show.
With professional actors.
Actors acting.
They're pretending to be somebody else.
Wild as fuck. And like everybody, there's a lot of people like trying to stand by this, but like it's been pretty widely like flamed by the Black community. Like, y'all gotta be fucking joking.
Yeah,
man. Get chill the fuck out of here. But it's been pretty funny and entertaining.
The premiere of that is on tonight, isn't it?
It was on Sunday.
Oh, what? Damn, really?
Yeah, that's a Sunday show. I haven't seen that. I'm actually like a season behind, maybe two on Insecure. That's a good show to. Maybe not. I feel like it's a good show to like watch with a significant other, though. Maybe we'll run through that.
It is a good show. Curb is back too.
Oh, did that drop?
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
I didn't watch any of last season of Curb. HBO season, huh?
Honestly, that last season of Curb was a little like lackluster. I feel like they're just kind of forcing it at this point.
Interesting, because I had a friend tell me that last season of Curb was like phenomenal. Some of the best Curb yet.
Man, I think some of those like earlier seasons are still not like season one or two. Those are kind of weird and very dry.
Yeah.
But like 4, 5, 6.
I thought 6 was like hysterical, gut busting. The one with the like, that's the Palestinian chicken episode.
Yeah, yeah. Like those are classics.
The one like with the when he's taking Viagra. Like, are you juicing Larry? Like, mm-hmm. All of those episodes are fucking incredible.
Yeah. Granted, these newer seasons do have a lot more Leon, and they play off of each other very well.
They do. Him, I like Larry. Leon.
I don't know, though. Everyone in the show is just very old.
That's a good point.
Larry is like 80 years old, I think.
R.I.P. Funk.
Yeah, man. R.I.P. Funkhauser.
But I'll check out Curb. I guess I got my HBO back, so I can go catch up on all of that.
Yeah, man. We kind of got off the track with the horny, but
it was things that needed to be discussed.
Yeah, the other thing is Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates is the rapper who did Two Phones, right?
Two Phones, yeah.
I've got two phones.
That's the most well-known song by Kevin Gates.
So he came out today in XXL magazine saying that he doesn't ejaculate during sex.
And he doesn't think men should ejaculate during sex.
Which is, this is like the ante this week in horny.
As a man, as a straight man, why are you allowing women to make you come? Why are you coming during sexual intercourse with women? That's, I don't know, man. Sounds kind of gay to me.
I don't know what the fuck he's... He must have read, like, one self-help book about this and just took it way too, like, way too much to heart.
He uses the term semen retention.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, his argument is, like, your body uses up resources to, like, create more, like, semen and all this stuff. It's creating all this. And, like, with your body not having to do that, it uses those other, it, like... doesn't have to waste that energy creating more, and it can put stuff towards other stuff. And like, you know, like some boxers, like that's the thing where like you don't come before a fight because you want it to like be pent up. You want to be aggressive and angry and not like too relaxed. But I don't really get where he's coming from.
It sounds like a pitfall of becoming famous. Like you get some money and then you like meet someone at a party or something that tells you about semen retention. You're like, yep,
that's it.
I'm doing this.
I'm here for it. Kevin Gates to me is always like, and I would never say this shit to his face, but like he always is in interviews saying like fake deep shit. And I always see people like reposting shit Kevin Gates says. It's like Kevin Gates talks about like, you know, how you should be approaching family or finances, all this stuff. And it's like, I'm sure the dude is well read and all that, but it's always struck me as like this fake pseudo intellectual bullshit where it's like, bro, you're really not saying shit. Like people get to a certain level and they start to think that everything they talk about and everything they do is the right way, because clearly they got to a successful position, so they must be doing everything correct. And it's just like, bro, if you want to come,
you gotta you gotta have
I'm bussing,
you gotta have some no men in the entourage.
Yeah.
Some people telling you to shut the fuck up.
Talking to the homies about semen retention. You need somebody in the squad say, man, just shut the fuck up and bust.
Yeah. He also mentions that he likes going up from the feet, like from working the feet.
From the feet up with the board.
So you know he's sucking on toes. And I know he doesn't... He's not actually practicing this. I know he's sneaking off to, like, go jerk off or something.
Yeah, man, and like, he's like, I'm all about pleasing my partner.
Any man has his, like, I don't care who it is. Like, even Sting.
As a man, why are you coming? You shouldn't be doing that. That's
Sting has talked about doing tantric sex sometimes, which is when you edge for several hours and then come. But you always come. It's not like you're just not ejaculating, you know?
Yeah,
Kevin Gates is over here talking about, like, putting a rubber, like, stopper on his dick hole.
Never bussing.
Yeah, couldn't be me.
Yeah, sorry.
Then it's coming out.
Let it go on record that Internet Party is a pro bus podcast.
Give me about three and a half minutes.
Give me about three and a half strokes.
Not even minutes, strokes.
I'm taking you on a journey.
How long are the strokes?
I'm taking you on a journey, girl. Have you ever felt this before in your life?
Wrap it up.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Let me chill the fuck out, man. It's Tuesday.
All right, last thing I'll say in the horny category of the episode.
Yeah.
I have a feeling next week we're gonna have a lot of raunchy videos of people in costumes.
Fucking. Oh shit! Yeah, costumes fucking in public.
Yeah,
no question about that.
Mm-hmm. So we have Halloween this weekend, obviously.
Wait, we had one more topic on horny.
NYC subways?
No, Bill Clinton.
He's just a horny man.
Perpetually horny.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get back to Bill Clinton. I like the segue into Halloween. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, like, do you have any costume ideas? Or are you just kind of winging it?
At this point, it feels as though we're winging it. I've been trying to... I thought Bugs and Lola from Space Jam would be a good costume.
It would be.
But I'm kind of getting shot down on that.
So, we have a group of friends going out together on Saturday, and it sounds like everyone is leaning towards just being vampires.
I'm here for it.
So, like 10, 15 of us all just being different variations of a vampire, I think that'd be pretty tight.
I think that'd be pretty sick.
Although
too.
A vampire costume, in my opinion, is one of the biggest cop outs.
I feel like it's fine, man. You just get some nice prosthetic teeth, get some fangs, some fake blood, some colored contacts if you really want to get into it. I just looked up some colored contacts on Amazon, and I can't get any of them.
Did you say that Halloween USA has the fangs?
Yeah, they got those. So I think I'm going to just snag some of those tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same.
Get some fake blood, maybe some like powder to get kind of pale under the eyes or something. I don't know. Call it good.
Or just like a dribble of blood down the side. A
little bit of some coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Heinz Ketchup is doing fake blood. Well, not ketchup, but Heinz products are doing a line of fake blood this year.
If it smells like ketchup, I don't want it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I also just like, I feel like that's just kind of risky to put fake blood in the Heinz container.
Sorry, wait. In the Heinz container.
So like
it's coming in a ketchup.
It looks like a
dispenser?
Ketchup bottle, but it says fake blood instead of ketchup. So like that's easy to get confused.
Yeah.
You got kids in the house, throw some fake blood on the hot dog. That's a
nice,
that's a trip to urgent care.
Clever marketing ploy though.
Yeah, I haven't seen an IRL. I've only seen it online, but they've been running some ads about it. Anyways, they don't have the Heinz brand fake blood at the Halloween
store.
That's
fine. That's not a big deal. I wanted to hand out some... Is Halloween officially... The real day is Sunday, right?
Sunday, correct.
I wanted to hand out some candy to the kids.
Put some candy out there. Is that back on this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Candy's... I was reading a report that COVID cases are plummeting in every region of the U.S.
Hell yeah.
We're doing great.
Let's go.
And also they're seeing that the severity of the Delta variant is not to the extent that they thought it was going
to
be.
Well, let's not get the numbers too low because I don't really want to go back to the office.
Yeah, fuck that. That's a good point. Everybody be safe, but not too safe.
Exactly.
Just risk spread it just enough. That's just enough to keep a nice happy medium where we can do shit, but we don't have to do too much shit.
Exactly. Yeah, and especially like... I don't want to hear that in January the cases are at zero and we have to start going back in right when it starts snowing.
Oh, that would fucking suck.
That would suck so badly.
Yeah, that would actually really be awful. Yeah, let's. I think we can count on the South to keep us not too low.
Yeah,
it'll never be completely eliminated.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay on that front.
Yeah, thank God for those anti-vaxxers. Damn.
Hell
never
yeah.
Thought I'd say
never
that.
Never thought I'd hear you say that.
Shout out Kyrie. God. Keeping us out the office. My guy.
What's happening? Is he going to come back or just no?
He's either going to like go play for the Heat. Well, he can't get out of his contract. I don't fucking know.
They're not paying him, are they?
I mean, he's got, NBA contracts are pretty guaranteed, but there's got to be some clause of like willfully not playing that he doesn't get paid. I don't know the finances of it. He's going to lose. I saw he's stands to lose upwards of like $200 million though. He could lose a lot of money. I know he's good, but it's just like, man, you see the Kyrie protesters stormed Barclays?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are wild, bro.
It's crazy who is aligning with who now.
That's got, yeah, really. You really see
like Don Jr. is just loving Kyrie.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd hear that.
Well, in a wild shock to everyone, it's never been about standing on a principle. It's been about aligning with your own interests.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, this shit is stupid. Niggas are stuck on stupid.
But yeah, Halloween should be good. We're gonna go to a thing, I think, where you have to show proof of a vax, so that'll be good.
That'll be cool. I'm down for the vamp look.
A squad of vampires will look sick.
It also might give Twilight vibes though.
I don't think so, man. Twilight is so old.
Yeah, but...
Can't we just say we're from Blade?
We could say Blade if we were all black. Could I wear a black suit again? I just wore a black suit a few weekends ago.
I think you should try and find a leather trench.
That would be some dope Blade vibes. Maybe hit up Buffalo Exchange or
I think,
Ragstock.
Yeah.
But I would also never wear it again.
No, you wouldn't. That's the problem with Halloween costumes and why I don't like to I'm kind of cheap.
Go into it too much because you just got shit in your closet. I got a pretty solid Miles Morales costume that I wore last year, and I just only wore it to our friend's apartment. So I feel like it's kind of like still a fair game to like wear at least one night.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I wouldn't wear the Jordans to that party, though.
No, I'm not wearing it to that party. But maybe Friday, I bust Miles Morales back out. I kind of want to give that the proper light of day.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going out Friday, but we'll see.
I'm gonna probably go out Friday.
That's fair. I just want to be like not hungover for this game on Saturday.
I suppose that's a good call.
11 a.m. kickoff.
That's just annoying.
Yeah, we got fucked on the kickoff time by the networks, I think.
I don't think it was the networks, man. I think it was the city of East Lansing.
Probably. I also just hate Big Noon Saturday on Fox.
Stop trying to make that a thing.
Like, this shit is lame.
Fox, stop trying to make Fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Big Noon Saturday. Yeah, they're coming to East Lansing.
Well, college game day
is going.
So everybody's in East Lansing.
Fucking Barstool game day or whatever
they're
they do.
They're setting up camp at this like old hole in the wall watering hole we used to go to.
It's, we refer to it as the piss hole. And they're going to be like in the parking lot of this place.
That's so funny.
So yeah, it should be an interesting day.
We're here.
Do you have a
might as well discuss it.
Do you have a score prediction?
I don't have a score prediction. I got a differential prediction. I think 7 to 10 point game is my scoring range.
Okay.
I
was gonna go 3 to 7.
3 to 7. The spread's 4.5. I think that spread probably covers.
I haven't seen a lot of shit talking this week. I know it's only Tuesday, but I think both fan bases are very
cautious.
They're
well aware that
neither team is actually that good.
I don't know if it's neither team is either that good, but I think it's that we don't really know how good either team is.
It's just it could go either way, man. It always does, but like that's a cliche thing for me to say that it could go either way.
Yeah, I guess my thing, but I was going to say actually, because I haven't seen a lot of Michigan people talk about it. I was going through IG stories today and I saw like probably 5 or 6 friends of mine who went to state like posting like either some type of like shit talk from Michigan or like hype video or some shit. Like I saw a lot of that, but I didn't see anything from Michigan. I thought that was interesting.
Well, a hype video is like a shit talking video.
I feel like
talking shit.
I feel like a hype video, like it was like some like, I didn't watch it, but it was like MSU Athletics like pump up video that they were posting. A bunch of people posted it on their story. I saw a few people posting memes from Barstool or from whatever else, but the Michigan fan base has been quiet, at least for my people. And I know a lot of MSU grads, but I still definitely know more Michigan grads, I think. But we'll see. I've seen a lot of reasonable conversation arguments. I've seen a lot of fucking stupid arguments.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit last week. I think like just because neither team has been like tested that hard,
yeah,
it's hard to really go all in on the shit talking.
Yeah, it really is.
These are the two like the most wobbly undefeated teams in the history of undefeated teams.
Yeah, that's why it's like I see a lot of like last time both teams were in the top 10 and undefeated was like 1964 and blah 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 and all this stuff. And I like sure the numbers, the history, whatever you want to put to it, but there's no fucking way that these are the two best teams we've seen match up in the past decade even.
Yeah, I think 2015 was probably the last one.
2015, what was 20 That I think was, 2016 was also two couple good teams, right?
No, 2016 MSU went 3-9.
Oh, then
15 was the year MSU
was that trouble with the snap.
They went to the playoff that year.
But
both of those teams were like top 15.
Yeah, that was a was Harbaugh's first year, I think. No, second year was trouble with the snap.
I don't know this. Yeah, like you said, it's probably the best matchup we've seen ever.
not like, I mean,
but like it's
ranking wise
and this late in the year.
Yeah, ranking wise and schedule wise, but like from actual like a pure talent and like how good are these teams' perspective.
I think it's going to be a like gross rock fight, like 14 to 10 final score.
I don't actually. And the reason why I don't think that is because I think both teams have the capacity. Here's what I think the difference maker is going to be. I think the difference maker on both sides is going to be big plays. I think both run games are going to be solid because they always are. But it's going to be a matter of who can like make those big plays and break them out.
Can't give up the big play.
What'd you say?
Can't give up the big play.
Giving up the big play is going to be a huge difference maker. It's going to be interesting because Cade McNamara, Michigan's quarterback, has not been impressive, but J.J. McCarthy comes in and he fucking is legit. So I think he's going to get a lot more snaps than we've seen. But Michigan, with him not being impressive, Michigan State, this isn't throwing shade from a pass yardage, like percentage, all of that shit. Like Michigan State has the lowest ranked pass defense in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they have this.
The bend not break.
It's a Madden defense. It feels like an engage eight defense where they just like
engage eight.
They give these guys so much cushion, like playing off the ball and I don't know, man. It's not like I'm not gonna have fun watching this.
I think if I drink enough, I'll have fun.
I can't get fucked up though because we have this party later on.
So I think you like get good and drunk during the day and then you eat and kind of like do a casual drunk, maybe a nap or a variation of a nap throughout the day, and then you kind of you get ready for the evening.
Yeah, we'll see. I wish this was a 3:30 kick.
3:30
that would have been a nice transition into the evening.
Game's over, dinner, shower, get ready.
Yes.
Nighttime. Yeah, but I legit like imagine the shape East Lansing would be in if they had all day until the afternoon for a kickoff. Fights, all types of shit. I mean, Friday night, you already know it's going to be fucking brawls throughout the city.
I don't know. I think there's just probably a lot of Halloween parties going on.
That's
going
to make it worse, in my opinion, personally. It's just a lot going on.
Yeah, it's they're going to be probably just going all night. Now that it's a noon kick, they might not get much sleep.
Damn, that's probably how I would have done it.
Same.
If I was,
a young go-hard.
Yeah. Damn. To be young, we would have definitely been mobbing on East Lansing for this game if we were an undergrad
almost,
right now.
Almost certainly.
Most certainly would have been a vibe. But yeah, this is going to be an interesting game, man. Fuck it. Here's what I was going to say. I remember what I was going to say. The interesting thing about this is now Penn State losing. The last thing I'll mention on this is, we have to also, what's going to be interesting is whoever wins this game has the potential to still end the season ranked lower.
How?
If they lose to Penn State, lose to Ohio State, and the other team wins out somehow.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
It seems it's unlikely, but in that scenario, imagine the fucking hellstorm that the fan base is going to be in. That's going to be.
Well, this is also like just kind of, I don't know if you've seen any Ohio State recently, but they're pretty fucking good.
Looking good again? Yeah. Looking like Ohio State.
So it might
State.
Just be playing for second place.
I think that's going to be the case.
Which is annoying, but I don't. What the fuck can you do?
Not a damn thing.
They just reload.
Every fucking year.
Even it's close.
They look human, and then they're just not. I mean, the Big Ten. It's like you're watching Big Ten football, and it's like, okay, Big Ten football. Then you watch Ohio State, and it's like, this is something different.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say it's like Alabama, but Alabama looks a little shaky too, so I don't know.
Yeah, tough scene. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. I'm cautiously optimistic. I think Michigan is a good football team. I think Michigan State's a good football team. My biggest concern is that fucking receiver you have.
They've got two that are pretty damn good, so they gotta get some big plays, like you said.
That's gonna be the key, big plays. We'll see what the fuck happens.
I'm excited though. I'm looking forward to it. I hope, if we do find somewhere to watch it, we can all just remain cordial and even keeled.
Everybody remain calm.
But yeah, I don't know. I might just end up watching it by myself because I don't know. My main group of MSU people are out of town this weekend.
Damn, that's unfortunate. I got a Michigan contingency. Is that the right word? Oh well, we're gonna watch the game Saturday. One of my old teammates is throwing a party. You're more than welcome to come. It's gonna be a lot of Michigan track guys, a lot of Michigan folks in general. I'm sure there'll be some MSU people sprinkled in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It'll be a little event.
I might.
It'll be good times, man.
Just don't blow your load on Friday night, as we say.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Don't get too fucked up.
Friday night. I kind of want to do something Friday, though. We'll see how I'm feeling.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to Bill Clinton real quick.
Bill Clinton, back to horny.
Yeah, back to horny. He was spotted in an ALD sweater. And this is kind of piggybacking off of what we talked about last week with The Gap and Abercrombie and Fitch. I wouldn't consider Bill Clinton a normie, but Bill Clinton wearing ALD might mean that this stuff is making its way into the mainstream downstream.
And not to even sound like a super tool as far as like
a gatekeeper,
yeah,
of ALD.
Not to be an ALD gatekeeper, although we were on that shit years ago before it was like this. But anyways, it's the former president, what is he, 70, 80 something years old?
I think he's over 80.
Do you think he, like, is he, we were talking about this, like, is he online? Hillary. Hillary, not now. God damn it, what's the password?
he's losing out on drops like all of us.
Hillary, what's the CVV code? I need it. I almost got the sweater.
That would be high comedy if Bill Clinton was losing out on ALD drops just like a normal person.
Oh, man. They're just like us.
You've got to think like he could call...
Somebody's got to have a plug.
Yeah, and get him whatever he wants.
Maybe it was gifted to him. I don't know, but yeah, that's just a wild sight. But ALD
or Bill Clinton showing up on that Complex sneaker show, like,
oh god, what is it? Sneaker shopping?
I don't know what it's called, but like, remember when Bella Hadid went on and she got roasted?
Had no idea what she was talking
homeboy
about.
Homeboy could like get it.
Could like. Get it,
like Bill Clinton going sneaker shopping would be gold.
Saw an intern wearing a pair of these.
Oh shit.
Damn. I'm sorry. Did you see the Colin Powell RIP?
He looked cozy.
It looks like a cozy ass sweater.
I know him and Hillary have a place upstate New York. They're probably just mobbing out in the woods wearing ALD and I don't know. Good for them.
Yeah, I...
Did you say RIP Colin Powell?
Yeah, I did say that.
Damn. Okay.
Somebody resurfaced like one of his emails that was leaked in the whole email shit.
Yeah.
And it was about Hillary Clinton. And I think he said about Bill Clinton, like, and she has a husband at home who's still knocking down bimbos or something like that.
Chasing bimbos around or something. Very old man.
Yeah, very old man lingo. I think it's so funny how the olds treat email like it's just a voicemail. Like, even voicemails, it's like a paper trail. Like, they treat email like it's just a regular-ass text message correspondence. You can just say whatever the fuck you want. No sense of the permanence of it.
Yeah. I don't think I can ever forgive Colin Powell for his WMD speech at the UN, but... That's a different story for a different time.
It is a different story for a different time. It seems like it was pretty...
he was pressured into it, but still shouldn't have done it.
Kick-started that fucking war. I mean, he says he regrets it, but we don't need to get into the life and legacy of Colin Powell. But I think he's pretty... like.
Well. I always liked Colin Powell. Seemed like a good dude.
I mean, as much as a good dude as any American general,
politician,
politician in general can be. But I think from like the barriers he broke, he definitely overcame a lot of adversity to get to where he was. So
no doubt
that you have to respect, politics aside, of course. But How did I get? Oh, Colin Powell's emails about Bill Clinton. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, I don't. He's a lifelong Republican.
Seems like it's one of those things where though, pretty universally like respected. Like it was like all of the response was
yeah.
Was he perfect? No. There's plenty of valid criticism, but a life and career you kind of have to respect.
Yeah,
no
for
scandals
sure.
or shit like that. Other than you know starting a 3-decade war without just cause. if you set that aside, squeaky clean.
Wasn't he traded in the race draft?
He was on given. Chappelle's show? He was given away. The whites drafted him.
Traded.
The whites drafted him, and then he was given. They said that the only condition that you can draft Colin Powell is if you also take Condoleezza Rice.
And they said, "Hell yeah,
got yourself a goddamn deal." black delegation request. Eminem. No way to goddamn minute.
That wasn't part of the deal. Right?
Wasn't
now.
Part of the deal. I'll tell you what. We keep Eminem. We'll give you O.J. Simpson back. Oh shit! See, that's the Chappelle.
Yeah, that's the Chappelle I always
that's
liked.
That's that classic. That's that Chappelle that always hits.
We forgot to cover the hiker.
Oh, damn. This was a topic we could have gotten into at length.
Yeah. So Brad and I were going back and forth on this hiker whose story went viral on Monday. He got lost for 24 hours in the woods on a mountain hike. And the reason he was lost for that long is because search and rescue patrol is trying to call him, but he didn't recognize the number, so he wasn't picking up the
phone.
Wasn't
answering.
Which is a commentary on, I guess, how much spam the calls that we're getting from telemarketers. That is fucked up. But if I'm lost, I was telling Brad this over DMs, I'm picking up the phone for any call.
I get that, but at the same token, like, if your phone is working and you have service, how the fuck are you lost?
Dude, so if you're on the side of a mountain trying to find, like, a trail, I doubt that your, like, Google Maps is working accurately enough to get you back to the trail.
But if you have phone service, how have you not already called somebody? That's my biggest argument. Why aren't you on the phone with somebody? Like, yo, I'm out here.
Maybe
my location.
I don't. You know how phones work. Like,
yeah,
maybe the outgoing calls weren't working. Also, did these search and rescue people not leave a fucking voicemail?
Right, like a voicemail, a text, maybe. Or, like, hey, yo, like, this is search and rescue, man. We try
pick
to
up the phone.
Pick up the phone, bro.
We've been calling.
Hey, man, we're trying to help you
this
out.
This isn't about your car's extended warranty.
Yeah, I'm about to say, this is not spam, my guy.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I just...
I kind of respect it, man. I got to be honest.
I cannot
respect
that.
He's just looking at his phone to this at the unknown number like, not now. This is not the time for spam. Stop fucking calling me.
Dude, I got lost once on a hike in Lake Tahoe. And it was because I was leading, it was me and my fiance, and we were coming back down this trail. And I wanted to get down because it was like 8:30 in the morning. We had just been hiking for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I was hungry. So I was kind of just like, I was running down this trail.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I lost the trail. And then we found ourselves just kind of like, sliding down this mountain.
That sucks.
Trying to like find a road or our way back to the trail, but every time we tried to get back onto the trail, we would just dig ourselves a bigger hole.
Yeah.
And we had our phones, like, it was broad daylight, but we were still like, the phone wasn't really working, and the longer this went on, We were lost for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And the longer this went on, we would have to stop every like 15 or 20 minutes and both just look at each other and be like, all right, just calm down.
We're going to get out of here.
We're going to get out of here. It's fine. It's very early in the day.
I know that feeling. So I went on a hike in Tahoe years ago for a friend of mine's bachelor party. But there was like six of us. And so we had a huge group, and like between all of us, we kind of like, there's a point where we were like, this isn't where we meant to go. Yeah. But it was like a cool little area, and there was like a little stream going through, and we just kind of hung out there for a little bit, and then we kind of figured it back out. So it wasn't a like, all right, we're panicking, but it was like a definitely a conversation of like, do we go up? Do we go down? Where do we go?
Right.
And so I guess I kind of get that. I guess my whole point is just like, if you're getting calls and you got service, like I just, that just doesn't compute for me. It's like, you got, so you told me you got cell service and you're not call, like actively calling somebody like, hey, yo, like here's where I'm at. Here's a pin. Like here's my coordinates, something.
The story, I don't think they interviewed the guy, did they?
I don't know, and I'll also be honest with you. I read the headline and like
he seems like abstract. Picking up the phone, maybe he was like, "No, I'm finding my way out on my own. I'm doing this by myself.
A hardo."
Yeah. But the reason I told that story is because after 3 hours, I was starting to think about calling people.
Like, yo, like anyone who calls, I'm answering.
Yeah. So I'm picking up that phone for sure.
I feel that. Yeah, being out there for 24 hours feels like deliberate. I don't know.
He sounds like a dumbass.
If you're comfortable enough ignoring calls, he clearly wasn't that worried.
No, he must have be a bit of an outdoorsman.
I was, yeah, to even like be out there, and probably he must have had enough water, all that shit.
Yeah, I don't. I stay away from like really difficult hikes now because of that.
Yeah,
experience.
I like a nice trail hike. I mean, hikes are cool and all. Don't get me wrong. I like the outdoors. That shit's beautiful and all that stuff. But like, I don't need that like on the regular.
Yeah, I never need to go on like a multiple day excursion, like a hike where you're camping. And
yeah, I don't need that.
I like
that.
To go back, get back to the car, back to civilization, grab a breakfast burrito.
I was having this conversation with some friends in my building, and they were talking about going camping and just like being in the elements and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm good on that. I was like, I'll do like some glamping, give me like a nice tent somewhere in the woods. I can see the views, but like I still got a shower and some like amenities and shit that I need. And I was like, we've evolved so far as a civilization to not have to do that shit. I'm not going to just go set myself back.
I agree, man.
Like I'm cool with my amenities. I don't need like, if I was out there like, am I going to be able to survivor man my way to civilization? I wouldn't be able to do that shit anyways, no matter hell how much no. I've camped. So, like, no I don't chance. Think I'm going to be able to camp to the point that I save my life. Like, pure, like, I don't know, determination might get me somewhere.
I need a shower, too, every day.
I like showers. And this girl was like, I mean, I would like to understand, like, maybe, like, a basic, like, here's what to do. Like, don't eat this. This is poisonous. Here's what to do in this situation. Whatever. But this girl kept saying, well, like, you need to get you, like, girls, you need to get you a man who can do both. And I was like, It's not me. No. if that's what you're looking for, it ain't me.
I can change a tire, and that's about it.
I can do a lot, but like I don't think you need a man that can do both. To be completely honest, and I'll be honest,
I'm not building you a fire.
Yeah, like I've been doing just fine. Like clearly they don't need a man who does both because they cool with me. Oh man!
All right, Brad. You got shout outs or fuck yous?
I for the week. Do not.
All right.
Yeah, I don't, man. I don't have a shout out. I'm trying to think. Nah, man. I don't have shit on my radar. I didn't even write anything down to go through shout outs. Maybe I'm going to miss something, but I'm good. What do you got?
I got nothing, man.
Well, shit.
Sorry. I didn't come prepared this week with shout outs or fuck yous.
No, I didn't either. I feel like I'm probably forgetting something. It's going to hit me as soon as we hit stop recording, but what can you do?
Shout out that chili you're making. It smells fucking good.
Yeah, that chili do smell good. I can't wait to bust that shit open.
You going
to
put some sour cream in there?
I don't really fuck with sour cream, but I'm going to put a little cheese
on
top. You could put some little crackers.
Put some yogurt, like some Greek yogurt as a replacement for sour cream.
Yeah, I'm not doing that either.
Okay. Fuck you.
All right. Yeah.
Excellent.
No disrespect to your grandma.
Great. Fine. Great, no sour cream.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I think that's all we got for the week.
That's what we got. Appreciate y'all fucking with us. It's episode 104. It's Internet Party.
I see the voicemails too, by the way.
Oh, we got voicemails?
We got so many voicemails.
Let's go. Let's check some voicemails. Let's just hit them with a voicemail episode. Should we go live for the Michigan-Michigan State game at any point?
If we're together, yes, we should.
Going live at kickoff?
For Big Nude Saturday? For
Big Noon Saturday.
No, Big Nude Saturday.
All right. Sure.
Trash broadcast. I'm so mad it's on Fox because you know those broadcasts run extra long too.
The Fox ones?
Yes, dude. They have so many more commercials than games.
I don't mind when games are on Fox because ESPN app never works for me. So it's always like 50-50 if I actually get to watch a game that's on ESPN.
I just noticed like the commercial breaks are crazier. Like I don't know what Fox, like what deal Fox made with the Big Ten, but the commercial breaks are insane.
I will say we got Gus Johnson, Michigan versus Northwestern last week, and that was a real treat. That man's a real pro.
We'll have Gus this week too.
Does he do all the big noons?
Yeah, he does. He's also a Detroit native.
Oh, he is from Michigan. That's right.
Yeah.
You know who I've been liking, speaking of Fox? Greg Olsen, former tight end.
He does
some good commentary.
Greg Olson's great.
I like him on the mic. So shout out to him. That's a shout out.
Honestly, Aaron Rodgers is pretty damn good on Jeopardy.
I haven't seen any of the Aaron Rodgers Jeopardy episodes yet.
If he had not have come back to play this year, he would have been a phenomenal full-time Jeopardy
host.
Who's
even hosting Jeopardy right now? Is it running?
I think it's Ken Jennings because the guy they had was caught up in some scandal, of course.
Oh, that's right. I remember him.
Like right before he took the job.
He was one of the producers, right? And he like set it up for himself to be the one to get the job.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers was great though. He should definitely think about doing that in retirement. I'm sure he's already getting calls from the networks to do football games though.
The Manning
cast has been great too.
I'm holding out hope. It seems like he's engaged, he's enjoying it, the team is liking him, they're all on in sync. I just want the Packers to just, here's in a perfect world, the Packers make a trade before the deadline, they get rid of Jordan Love and they bring in some receiver in some type of trade deal package, and they just say, Rodgers, whatever you want, it's yours, and he stays forever. Wishful thinking.
Probably.
We'll see. Devontae Adams is out this
week.
Hey,
shout out to the 0-6 Lions, man. Y'all keep killing it. I'm hoping for another defeated season at this point. Let's just see if we can do it.
Let's just, honestly, yeah, it's like going nil.
They almost beat the, who was it, the Rams?
I know, like, moral victories don't win championships, but, like, that felt like a moral victory.
They've had a lot of them.
Like, the team is just fighting right now. The trick plays,
going for it,
fake punts, all that. They're just, I like the energy.
We got to get...
Dan Campbell's winning over the fans in that team for sure.
He is. We got to get Discount Gosling out of the lineup, though.
The Wish brand Ryan Gosling.
He does look a little bit like him, Jared Goff.
A little analogous.
Yeah, we got to get him out of there.
I feel that.
I don't think there's any QBs in this draft, though, so...
Yeah, there's not a lot of standout quarterback talent this draft. Last draft was the quarterback draft.
Might be stuck with him.
We'll see. But I'm feeling pretty good about the Packers right now. We got the Cardinals on Thursday with no Devontae Adams. He's out for COVID protocol. That's going to be a tough game.
All right, man. Let's get out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
You want anything else before we go?
No. I think we've rambled enough after signing off the episode. If it's any day of the week.
It's got to be internet party.
Y'all take care.